Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Sometimes, as we prepare for this broadcast, it can be a challenge to find something to talk about. At other times, so much is happening that we don't know where to begin. This is one of those times. Do we talk about the two recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions, or how about the decision to allow the Jesus statue to remain on Big Mountain? Or the recent revelation by Fox News that former Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer may be at the center of an attempt to skirt campaign finance laws by illegally hiding money in a nonprofit corporation and then appointing the head of that corporation to be the commissioner political practices. Does it get any more bizarre? You just can't make this stuff up. And that story in particular will be interesting to watch in the coming weeks, especially since Schweitzer was set to announce his bid for the U.S. Senate on Monday. But with all that's going on, I believe that one story in particular deserves our attention this week. It's the story of a man, a friend, and someone who had enormous political influence from behind the scenes. I'm talking about the passing this week of Representative David Halverson of Sydney, a current member of the Montana House of Representatives who found out during the session that he had a very aggressive form of cancer. Yet he carried on because he felt that his constituents deserved a voice while the legislature was in session. In fact, many of his colleagues never knew that he had cancer. He bore the burden resolutely and prayed until the very end that God would heal him of the disease. I first met David when I was a freshman legislator years ago. He was the reading clerk in the House, the person assigned to read the title of every bill that moves across the rostrum. It's an important job and one that's hard to do well. By law, every title must be read into the record as a bill is being debated, but you don't want the reading of the title to slow down the process, so the bill reader has to be a speed reader, and David was one of the best. He blazed through bill titles, handling technical terms with ease, and still managed to enunciate so clearly that you understood every single word. I remember one day when my son Caleb was 7. He was sitting beside me on the floor of the house, and David got up to read a title. He spoke so fast that Caleb leaned over to me and said, "Dad, what's that guy selling?" He thought David was an auctioneer, and while David was not an auctioneer, he was many things: a friend, a Christian, a counselor, a repository of political history, and the former head of Montana Right to Life. In 2011, David ran for office and got elected. He came out from behind the rostrum and took his place among the legislators that he had served for so many years. He was thrilled and had so much to contribute. As an intellectual powerhouse, he was assigned to the Judiciary Committee, where he quickly made his mark. He saw it as his duty to remind the members of the founding principles that made this nation great, and to warn them against the folly of turning from the God of Abraham to follow the God of political correctness. David was an honorable man of integrity who loved the Lord with all his heart. The people of Sydney, and indeed the people of the entire state, were well served by this gentle, humble man, and I, for one, will miss him. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.